Hi, Just Get Hired podcast listeners. This is Leah Daniels with JobSync. And if you need to get 2, 3, or 400% more candidates out of your existing job application process and all of the media sources you're currently using, you should talk to JobSync. We're happy to integrate your ATS into your various job boards and other automations that might make your recruiters far more successful. I'm excited for you to listen today to our episode where we talk about redefining recruiting. Remember, you are listening to the Just Get Hired podcast.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Just Get Hired podcast. Do you all remember when recruiters were so hard to come by, we could not find enough of them? Companies had a long list of jobs that had to be filled, and they were starting to bring back recruiting teams and expanding the department. Recruiters were ramping up on all of those open positions, and then boom, recruiters were added to the numerous layoffs that we saw in 2022 and 2023. Well, if you're new to this show, or maybe you've been around for a while, hey everyone, my name is Jessica Fiesta George, and I'm your host of Just Get Hired. This is a podcast for anyone who wants to step up how they show up to employers and how employers show up to candidates. This episode, though, I'm dedicating this to my hardworking recruiters and talent acquisition family. Whether you've been laid off or maybe you're spinning your wheels right now looking for the right qualified talent, 2023 looks a little bit different for us. We now have to redefine how we find, select, and keep talent because the recruiting evolution is beginning to take on a new form. Recruiting is becoming more strategic. Working relationships with hiring managers has to be stronger. Interview processes need to be streamlined, and the onboarding experience has to be seamless. The way that companies are starting to communicate company culture is a priority now more than ever. We can't rely anymore on that clear separation of duties because the definition of a recruiter is changing. The recruiting funnel is not divided into separate departments for distinct roles. If you're in the recruiting space or the HR space, you know that a lot of larger companies had the luxury of having separate sourcing teams, recruiting teams, recruitment marketing teams, and even onboarding teams. For those of us who are accustomed to handling everything, maybe the role is not changing for you, but recruiters of larger organizations went from a large team working independently to a smaller, much leaner team handling everything. Well, technology always plays a huge role in everything that we do, and recruiting is no different. That's why I'm excited to bring in Leah Daniels. Leah is the Chief Commercial Officer over at JobSync. JobSync automates the integration of the employer's applicant tracking system and the job sites that they use, which typically results in about 2 to 5 times fully completed applications, improving the applicant and candidate experience and eliminating hours of wasted recruiters' time from manual tasks every day. Where we're going to explore how we are going to redefine the role of a recruiter in 2023 and perhaps beyond. Well, if you guys enjoy my content, make sure you head over to my website, justgethired.com. Follow me on LinkedIn by searching my full name, Jessica Fiesta George. I'm also trying to boost up my Instagram, so go look up my Instagram page, Just Get Hired. I'm going to bring up Leah next, and we're going to talk about redefining recruiting. You're listening to episode 42 of the Just Get Hired podcast. I'm excited to bring in Leah Daniels with JobSync. Leah is the Chief Commercial Officer and has been an executive in the talent acquisition space for quite some time. You might recognize some of these companies, especially if you're in the HR or recruiting space, because Leah has led programmatic job ad platforms like AppCast. She managed project strategy for Monster, and she held roles at Bullhorn and Zoom Info. So when I talk about someone who understands recruitment technology, I think Leah probably has that down. She's been a leader in the industry and was even granted a patent on detecting early behavior of candidates in social media. Pretty cool. Well, I think that sets it up pretty nicely. So welcome, Leah, to the Just Get Hired podcast. How has 2023 been treating you so far?
So far, so good. We're still walking. How about you?
Well, since you talk about walking, I am
unfortunately a trip hazard. Apparently I sprained my ankle, and I know it did not happen on New Year's Day. I was not drunk. I was just very careless and trying to avoid tripping over my dog. And instead I tripped over the blanket that was wrapped around me and missed about 3 steps and fell flat on my face.
I mean, we've been blaming the dog for everything, right? Like the dog ate the homework, the dog tripped me. Dogs are just convenient.
I know, right? If my dog just got out of the way, we wouldn't be in this situation, but here we are. So that is how my 2023 has started. I am now on crutches.
Well, we all have to learn new skills this year.
Yes, I can add this to my resume that I learned how to use crutches, and we'll see how proficient I get. And maybe we can add that as one of my soft skills.
I feel like it should be your like goal not to be proficient with the with this, like get off them as quickly as possible.
That's true. Well, awesome. Thank you so much for being on here. So we're going to talk today about redefining recruiting. So I want to like shift our focus on that. So we saw a lot of different trends and a lot of different things happen in the recruiting space last year in 2022. What did you see with some of your clients? Did you see a lot of different changes?
Yeah, it's a great big topic, right? It's really meaty. And I think something really interesting is happening. We've got 2022, right? We just closed the door on it. And I think there were a lot of things happening in 2022, some of which will matriculate into 2023. But as you know, right, the last couple of months, 2022, we had a little bit of a shift happening and we're starting to see some things again change. And so I think as we look into 2023, we've got a bunch of things ahead of us. So sort of starting with 2022, I think we had this moment in time where we just had so many opportunities for candidates and just not enough humans to do the work.
Right.
And so recruiting really had to get clever in how do they redefine how you go about getting people. It's not about if you know who they are, that's good enough anymore, right? We have to really get smart about it. And so we saw companies lean into candidate experience. We saw them take the role of recruiter and really break it into functional areas. We had employment branding really started to have a big impact on how a company markets itself. And then we have sourcers to find those really hard to fill positions. We started to see recruitment marketers and left brain people coming in, analytical people coming in to understand the data behind the recruitment efforts and the recruitment marketing efforts and how do we optimize and make those budgets work better for us. And then we get to see the recruiter really focus in on being a recruiter and not having to do all these other functions, which they had done previously.
Right.
And then the news cycle started and we started seeing all of the layoffs and we saw a lot of change happening. And some of that change, I think, is more news than reality, right? We just saw the latest numbers from November in terms of opening jobs. There's still over 10 million. I mean, we're still in a world where we have more jobs open than people available to do the work. But we are starting to see a lot of companies make changes. We're seeing layoffs. I think we just saw another one this morning from Salesforce. Mm-hmm. So we're starting to see these layoff numbers, and that will often have a knee-jerk reaction from companies. And what does that mean for recruiters? Well, when you start doing layoffs, you start losing recruiters, right?
Right.
Unfortunately, doesn't matter what area of the business they focus on for a layoff, the recruiters also are impacted. Mm-hmm. But I think that also means those support roles are going to be impacted. We're going to see less people in employment branding, less people in recruitment marketing, less people in sourcing. It's just a function of what's happening with the overall market. And so recruiters have to sort of redefine how they're recruiting again, right? We need to shift again. Their resources are going to change. Their availability of access to information and data and technology and budgets are going to change. Mm-hmm. And so recruiting is going to change again. I think that's one of the kind of interesting parts about recruiting is it is constantly evolving, constantly changing and reacting to the broader market trends.
Yeah, I think a lot of companies during the pandemic, you know, of course, recruiters are the first ones to go because you don't need recruiters. And then as we were bringing people back into the workforce, you saw a lot of companies really focusing on what you had mentioned, breaking it out into the different functions of a recruiter, from the recruitment marketing, from sourcing to the actual recruiting, the whole talent acquisition process, from onboarding to just
every little aspect of recruiting, they understood that there were different aspects of the job that were that couldn't be done by one person. But now I think we've reverted back to where it's like, well, maybe we don't need so many different roles within recruiting and talent acquisition, that we can just have maybe just one recruiter do it all instead. So we've kind of went from, you know, having a single recruiter to like a team on the, you know, for the recruiting team. And then now you've got it where they've really scaled back and have a very lean group in the talent space. So it's been a really interesting time. I know a lot of my friends have been impacted that were, you know, brought in, and we couldn't find enough recruiters at one time. And now there's so many people that are out there that are available. So it's a kind of a weird time to be a recruiter.
And it's all in the like high tech, in the software, in the, what we would normally call the, you know, the white collar space, right? If you actually peel that onion back a little and you go and you look at the grocery stores hiring or the warehouses hiring or hospitals, they're still in a candidate shortage world. They can't find the humans. And that's because the humans now available are not the same humans that they're looking for. And so we actually are finding ourselves into it, at least a tale of two markets. And arguably we're going to be actually a tale of three markets soon, I think, as we watch some of these people who have been let go and put into the market, who can't find a place to land. They're well-educated. A lot of them are developers, technical people. I think we're going to see a bunch of entrepreneurs. We're going to see an explosion of new technology hit our market in, let's call it 18 to 24 months, some of which is going to be recruiting technology, because all of them are going to be candidates first.
That's true.
Well, and they're all going to find out how amazing we're doing a candidate experience over here. So much work to do there. No, but seriously, right? A whole bunch of them are going to go through this process. They are going to get frustrated with it, and they're going to look at this and say, I can build it better. And some of them are going to build it better.
I agree. There's nothing more than just that motivation from, you know, being let go from a job. I've been there before, where you're like, you know, why am I, you know, pounding the pavement and trying to work for the man when I can do this myself, right? So you're right. We could see a huge increase of people who are just trying to do their own thing. And so JobSync, you work for JobSync.
I do.
And
I work for the man.
You work for the man, and I also work for the man, or the woman, whoever, whatever you want. But so tell me a little bit more about JobSync and what you guys do.
Yeah, I think we are living in a really interesting space in the space, right? JobSync is out to solve an efficiency problem for recruiters, which is why all of this stuff is very interesting to me. We have taken technology and hooked it to whichever flavor of ATS companies happen to be using. And we integrate their entire application. So the full application experience, all of your qualifying questions, EEOC questions, OFCCP, TCPA, whichever acronym you like, terms and conditions. And we replicate that in the Easy Apply, using the Easy Apply button, so that we get the full application experience on the various job boards. So that's sort of step one of what we do. That lets companies get sometimes 2, 3, 4, 5x number of candidates on the same budget that they're putting out to the market. But they're full applications. They're not quick apply, first name, last name, resume. That's all you get. It's the whole application. So sort of the first thing. The second thing is we then automate various processes that companies do that are very manual. For example, when candidates come back, maybe you want to automate sending them a text message. Maybe you wanted to see if they hit these certain qualifications. That means they get a text message and they move into the next layer of the process. Whatever it might be, we try to automate those so that companies are and recruiters are more efficient without necessarily having to throw more bodies at the problem.
Well, a lot of candidates I know are more on the automation side. They would rather do text to apply or communicate via email instead of, you know, actually picking up the phone. So
I think it's all people, though, right? We've all sort of moved away from how to use a telephone. Like, don't know who has kids on that listens to your podcast, but you got to ask your kid how, like, what's the symbol that they use with their hands to indicate that they're hanging up a phone. And like all of us old people would put a thumb and a pinky to right. our face, right? And I asked my 10-year-old and he just like took his pointer finger and like pointed at his hand. I was like, oh, he's hitting the end call button on his phone.
Oh, wow. That just right? made me feel really old.
I know you put your hand to your face too, which is like I do. But it's interesting, right? That like, you know, the cell phone has really changed our phone habits. And then, you know, then take your 10-year-old, my 10-year-old, and like make him call someone. And it's so awkward to sit and listen because he doesn't know how to have a phone conversation because he doesn't know, but he doesn't know how to have a text conversation. Like we've had all the texting rules around emojis. And I mean, my parents never taught me about emojis.
Like, no, I'm still learning what half of those emojis mean. And sometimes I send one that I think it means one thing and it means
no, it doesn't. It definitely means like, the other thing for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I get in trouble because it's like, what are you trying to tell me? So
I know, LOL, it's fine. We're good.
So my favorite is the crying face emoji because I feel like I'm in a constant state of, you know, in my life. AKA I fell down tripping down the stairs.
I haven't seen that emoji yet, but you know, there's an opportunity here. You could make one.
There you go. Maybe I will. So, you know, okay, like let's break down the role of the recruiter. You kind of alluded to that earlier. You know, the recruiter function, I feel just over the years is totally transformed, but how do you see the role of the recruiter in 2023 and beyond?
Well, it's such a great question. And I do think there's a high variability, first in terms of the business that each recruiter works for. So companies that are, you know, larger organizations where the recruiters can really specialize, I think will be different than a recruiter who's a single recruiter for a whole organization, right? Like a mid-sized company, mm-hmm. like you are both recruiting for the new accountant and you're recruiting for the developers, right? That's a very different job. And so, you know, keeping that in mind, I think the biggest thing that recruiters have to tackle, and I think this is a thing they've been tackling for a while, is project management. Mm-hmm. It's a funny word to say, but if you think about it, they need to figure out how to project manage their hiring managers. Hiring managers are very challenging. They need people in order to be able to hit their own metrics, but they're very uncooperative in how to hire people. And there's this expectation that the recruiter should just know who to hire, but the recruiter really can't know that if they're mm-hmm. hiring for the accountant and the developer and all of these other roles. Even if they're specialized and they just hire for one functional division, they weren't usually a developer before they became a recruiter. They weren't an accountant before they became a recruiter. They weren't a marketing professional before they became a recruiter, right? They're not, this idea of a recruiter is really, I think, been mischaracterized to be this person who's going to know exactly every person we need to hire. And that's not real, right? What they are experts at distilling out the information from the hiring manager when they're cooperative, turning it into a consumable piece of information that potential candidates can react to, and then getting through some level of screening. Where we struggle is getting the collaboration for the rest of the organization, right? Recruiters have turned, unfortunately, into a subservient role where they sort of have to just accommodate everybody. And I think the recruiters who've really taken the bull by the horns and said, hiring manager, you will meet with me. We will have an intake process. You will explain these things to me. I will do this other thing. Then you will, you know, sign off on the description and everything we're going to look for and the types of candidates we're going to go look for. We're going to bring them in. Your calendar will be available, mm-hmm. right? Like they find themselves in this position where they're looking at calendars going, I can't bring this candidate in. Nobody has time for 4 weeks. And then we lose the candidates because the candidate shortage for, again, the majority of the market mm-hmm. hasn't changed.
Right.
And so, you know, hiring managers, even though in their mind, because they're reading the news cycles too, might be thinking, oh, candidates will wait. They won't. And so I think that the most successful recruiters this year are going to be the ones that really lean into project management, setting timelines, making all the stakeholders sign off on them, creating accountability within their organizations so that they are no longer in that role where they're chasing and instead they're driving.
I like that. Well, one of the things that for my team that I always try to drill in their brain is to be more consultative. And so that approach I feel has been the best because, like you said, we're not, they're the ones driving the process. And yeah. Managers
and the ones that need the person.
Yeah, because I try to tell them we're the experts when it comes to hiring people. The manager is not. they're director of whatever or manager of whatever department because that's what they're good at. Your title is recruiter. Your title is talent acquisition. This is what you're good at. So let's show them what we're good at and show them how it's done instead of them telling you how it's done. I think for my recruiters who have embraced that concept that, you know, if it doesn't sound like the process that you want, then you have to make it the process because you're the one who has to work. This is your 9 to 5.
I think your hiring managers have heard that I'm the expert in talent acquisition. And then they're like, oh, you're just going to do it for me. Right. And that's, I think, the nuance we have to make sure we control the message on, which is you are the expert in the process of talent acquisition, mm-hmm. not in mind reading the hiring manager and magically finding candidates who have unrelated skills and want just this job for $70,000 less than the market wants to pay. Right. Like, That is not talent acquisition. That is magicians. Those are very different roles.
That's the unicorn hunter and the purple squirrel finder.
Always wanted to be a unicorn hunter. Very unsuccessful job.
I tried to do that and I'm still on that mission. So maybe we'll continue to add that.
It's full of despair and disappointment, let me tell you.
Exactly. Well, I think you answered my question about like the response to help hiring managers who want to hire faster. But like any other advice to like a hiring manager on how to better scale their business? Do you have any other tips?
Yeah, I mean, I think from a hiring manager perspective, one of the frustration points for many recruiters is the goalpost moving process. Mm. Oh, I changed my mind. Oh, I like this instead. I like the qualities of candidate A and the qualities of candidate B. Now find me candidate C who has both, right? And so we become indecisive mm-hmm. because we're looking for this unicorn. And really getting hiring managers instead to take an approach of saying, okay, these are the things that I must have. These are the things that are nice to have. And actually, this is a good exercise to do anyway, mm-hmm. because especially if you're in a state now with pay transparency laws or you're hiring remote, you should be tying those skills to your pay transparency. So you might as well make it all one big effort anyhow. But getting those things really locked down and everybody nodding that if we find a person that has all of these things, we say yes. We don't say, you know what, let's talk to 5 more. Because while you're talking to 5 more, you lost the first one. And so really focusing on what is the definition of a candidate that I would hire. And when you find that, you got to pull the trigger. You can't just try to talk to 1 more.
That's true. I like that. Well, good tip.
It's easier said than done, right?
It is. It sounds good to me. Let's just hope that hiring managers embrace that concept.
It's hard. It's a hard one. I mean, I'm a hiring manager. It's hard.
Yeah. Well, you get it. So, I mean, what can we say? We need more like you.
Yeah. Well, one day. We'll get there.
Well, Leah, I appreciate you taking time to talk to our listeners today. And I'm going to put all of the information about JobSync and some more information about what we talked about on my website. And I want to say thank you for being a part of the Just Get Hired podcast and welcome to 2023.
Well, thank you for having me. Well, I know I'm excited. 2023 is a whole new year. It's like everybody gets to start over. And I always love this time of the year. It's very exciting.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
Well, what did you guys think about what Leah said? The role of the recruiter will take on more of a project management role. Setting up timelines, creating accountability, we're no longer chasing things down. We're in the driver's seat and we have to lead the process. Recruiting is more tactical. Talent acquisition is more strategic. Recruiters can't rely on just filling jobs anymore. They have to take on the process and evolve into more of a talent acquisition business partner. Well, if you're a recruiter, how has your role changed since the pandemic? I really would love to hear from you, and I want to welcome you to be a guest on an upcoming episode so that we can discuss. Remember, head over to my website, follow me on social media. If you want to be a guest and talk about something else that will help the audience, email me at justgethired@gmail.com. I'm going to have all of my links in the show notes. Remember, I've changed things up a bit, so I launch an episode now the second and fourth Tuesday of each month, so come back soon for another great episode. Well, I need your help. I'm really excited that for the first time I hit the top 100 charts in the business and career categories on iTunes in the Philippines. So salamat for those who are listening in that country. Well, if you're listening from somewhere outside of the United States, where are you listening from? Share this podcast, go to iTunes, rate this 5 stars, and please put in some comments. I would really love to hear from you. Well, my name is Jessica Fiesta George, your host of the Just Get Hired podcast. What do y'all want to talk about next? I'll catch you on my next episode.